Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim, Kol Chav Dalad, Simon Chafei, and we're picking up after the parentheses. So we know there are two different versions of the last paragraph, the last bracha of Shon Esrei. We have the version with the longer version of Sim Shalom. We have the shorter version of Shalom Rav. And how do we know when we say what? So the Chayotim says that Wizman Shashatz Amr Berchus Kahanim. Whenever the Chazan will say Berchus Kahanim and Chazor HaSashat, that's when we say the paragraph of Sim Shalom. When is that? Hanash Shachris and Musaf, or Besana Sibur Gam Mincha. So all those three scenarios, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, and Atana Sibur. So I remember Sim Shalom. We say Sim Shalom. So basically, Sim Shalom is like an expansion of the ideas mentioned in the Berchus Kahanim. So it's appropriate that they should go together. Uba Arvis, at night time where there's no Berchus Kahanim, or Uba Mincha Shal Kol Yom, Mincha during the whole year, when we do not allow the Kahanim to be nursing Kapayim in the afternoon. Therefore, we do not say Lekeinu V'Lekei V'Seinu in the afternoon. Therefore, we do not say Sim Shalom. We just say Shalom Rav. Arim Shalom Rav. The Chayalim does not get involved in Shabbos afternoon. The Ramah does bring a minhag that some have, that by Shabbos Mincha we also say Sim Shalom, not Shalom Rav, even though we do not allow the Kahanim to duchen, then we do not say Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu. That's going to be an exception to the rule. The logic behind those who say it by Shabbos Mincha is, since we lain from a Sefer Torah, the only time we lain from a Sefer Torah is by Shabbos, by Mincha, is on Shabbos and on Tanesim. So Tanesim anyway, we say Sim Shalom. But on Shabbos, even though we do not say Birchus Kahanim by Mincha, but since we just read from the Torah, so it's appropriate to talk about Kibar Berechon Asat Alon Hashem Elokeinu Toras Chayim, that the Bershom, with his Marponov, gave us the Taras Chaim, because we just read from it, so it's appropriate to mention that in Shemoneh Esrei, as it were. So that's an exception to the rule of tying Sim Shalom to a case of Birchus Kahanim. Maser Simei Tshuva, the Chayalim continues, and he says during Maser Simei Tshuva, Armim B'Sefer Chaim, we add in the insertion B'Sefer Chaim. It's not ma'akev, and therefore once a person says Baruch to Hashem, he doesn't go back. And obviously if he finishes off the whole bracha. Now the Chayotim says something over here which the Mishnah Berurah does not mention, either yay or nay. But nearly the Chayotim says, it seems to me, the Bezer Roy Lomer B'Sefer Taikev K'Shasayim HaMavorech Yisamo Yisrael B'Shalom Kadam Yidu Rotson. We pointed out multiple times that something is not ma'akev, even according to the opinion of the Chayotim, that you're able to insert the phrases which are necessary after you finish the bracha, as long as you do not start the next bracha. That's only, even the Chayotim says it's only by things which are ma'akev, because it is adding words in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei in the middle of nowhere. So you know how to do that. Well, it's better to do that than go back and have to redo all of Shemoneh Esrei or part of Shemoneh Esrei, etc. So if it's ma'akev, you'd have to end up redoing Shemoneh Esrei. So you say, why not put it over here? This is a valid place to put it. But other way, if it's not ma'akev, we say, you know, what are you doing? You're adding extra words in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not supposed to do that. But the Chara over here, by the case of Shalom Rav, person forgot B'Sefer Chaim, he finishes off Hamavarech Zemoy Yisubah Shalom. So, regards to the brachas, he's finished all the brachas, even though he's going to add his Tachanunim, his special tefillah as a request from Hashem. Even though he's going to say Elokein Etzor, which is the basically a paragraph of Bakashas. But in regards to the actual Shemoneh Esrei is completed. So what do you lose by putting in the Nusach of right now, adding in B'Sefer Chaim? It's not a problem of Hefsik, because you're not dominating afterwards, you're not saying any more brachas. It's only a problem of Hefsik in the middle of the brachas, which are the 19 brachas, but you finish the 19 brachas, so there's no reason why you can't add it in over here. So when you finish a berachah, when you say shalom, before you eat the rotzon, you add it in. Kibush kvar gomer hatzila. You finish davening. Okay. And explains what we just said in the parentheses. V'imamer b'shachris shalom rov b'mincha sim shalom yotzav. He switches around the nusach of one to the other. You're going to be yotzei. Okay. We finished with the points he has to say on the 19 brachas. Now he's going to talk about the halachas of the tachanunim, which a person adds at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Bez Hashem, that'll be in tomorrow's shir. Have a good day.